Okay, this is Chris Tilton. We're talking with Coach Tarpley of Dixie, talking about the game last night against Deer Park. Coach, can you talk about the difference in the first quarter from last week to this week?
Once again, he dropped some passes last week in the first quarter, and this week our wide receivers seem to come through and catch the football, made all the difference in the world. Our offensive line once again dominated the line of scrimmage, and I don't think we did that against South the last quarter or the first quarter of last week's game.
Okay, but I noticed that you know, obviously last week in the first quarter, you guys didn't score at all, and seemed like the team kind of got off to a slow start. And this week, lightning quick. I think you guys, it was about three touchdowns in 3 minutes, it seemed.
Yes, well, you know, even against South, the plan was to do the same thing. Like I said, the wide receivers, didn't catch the ball and. We had like five drop passes, and this week they just got the ball. It's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. And Nick had a little bit more time to throw this week than he did against South. South's defensive line is a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Individually, can you address who all had good games there? Obviously, with a decisive win like that, the team had a good game. But any individual contributors that stood out?
Well, once again, our wide receiver Eddie Bellman. Didn't miss one pass last night, where we knew that if Eddie gets going, we feel that he's the best athlete in our football team. And Eddie just happened to get going last night, and it turned out that the whole team just seems to do better. Woody Earls, our running back, did an excellent job last night. As far as yardage, I haven't got that compiled, but I would say that Woody was pushing 100 yards easy in the first half.
Okay. And I guess you haven't had a chance to compile any statistics yet, either on offense or defense?
No, I haven't done anything that, but I will tell you that I know that Ethan Hayes, our middle linebacker, played a superb football game last night. As far as he's a sophomore, I think this kid's got a great future. He's dedicated. He's becoming a leader. And last night, I know that he had at least 8 solo tackles in the first half.
Yeah. I noticed him the last 2 weeks, and it seems like he's definitely a playmaker, definitely in between the tackles and nothing else. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Looking ahead, obviously next week should be a good test for you guys. Can you talk a little bit about next week's game?
Well, I would say that Fort Laramie, they put up 50 last night at least. I think they put up 53, so that's going to be a test for us. Everybody's probably waiting to see what our Greyhounds are, what we're made of. I think that game right there will tell the tale.
Okay.
I think that we'll be able to judge our team and see how we're doing and just go from there. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait to get to work Monday morning on it.
Okay, all right. Do you have any information on them as far as offensively and defensively, what to look for from them, or you haven't had a chance to exchange game films yet?
I have exchanged films, but I just got them.
Okay.
So I won't be able to tell you about their offense. I know they run a wing tee, they've got a good offensive line, and they run the football.
Okay.
And they're a power football team, and so that's what we're looking at. So hopefully we can come through on that and do that. You know, we played them last year, and it seemed like we had a pretty good game with them last year. So hopefully we can go ahead and continue to do good things with them, and maybe the Greyhounds can come through again.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach Tarpley, good luck next week, and thanks a lot for your time.